It is unclear right now when or whether the next presidential debate will be held. President Trump said today he won't take part in the second debate next week because it was changed to a virtual town hall. He, of course, still has the coronavirus. But then the Trump campaign proposed postponing the last two debates to October 22nd and the 29th. The Biden campaign says in a statement today that if there's one on October 22nd, that should be the final debate. Last night, the vice presidential candidates were separated by plexiglass in their debate. Mike Pence and Kamala Harris sparred on the pandemic response, the Supreme Court, climate change, and the economy.
With four more years of growth
and
opportunity,
four more years
of President Donald Trump, 2021 is going to be the biggest economic year in the history of this country.
Thank you, Vice President Pence. Senator Harris?
Well, I mean, I thought we saw enough of it in last week's debate, but I think this is supposed to be a debate based on fact and truth. And the truth and the fact is Joe Biden has been very clear. He will not raise taxes on anybody who makes less than $400,000 a year.
He said he's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Our political strategist, join us now, Alice Stewart, Republican, Bill Press, a Democrat. I don't think we could have possibly picked a better cut to illustrate what happened last night in the debate than that one. But welcome to both of you. And Alice, let me start with you on this issue of the next debate. Will there be one? Should there be one? What's President Trump doing here?
Yes, there should be one. Will there be one? I hope so. Look, President Trump has recently been treated for COVID, and that's a reality. And we need to make sure that he is free and clear before we put him in contact with other people. And that's a valid concern. But what needs to happen, Jeremy, I've been involved in the debate conversations. The Commission on Presidential Debate needs to have these private conversations with both of the campaigns before they come out and make some sweeping changes, because now it has become in the public sphere and it just doesn't reflect well on the Trump campaign or the Biden campaign. I do think we absolutely need two more debates. The American people need to hear the contrast between these two candidates, but it needs to be done in a safe way, taking into consideration all of the COVID concerns, and it absolutely does need to happen.
Bill, what do you think?
I agree with Alice. All right. You never thought you'd hear me say that. No, I absolutely believe the American people deserve another debate, another two debates, and absolutely believe it has to be done safely. If someone is still contagious, he should not be in the position of perhaps infecting other people, maybe not the audience, but the people he's got to travel with, the people who protect him. Let the medical experts dictate how this should be. And by the way, I'm sure some people listening know this would not be, if it has to be virtual, I'd prefer, much prefer to be live. If it has to be virtual, it's not the first time. The third JFK and Richard Nixon debate way back then, when television was just starting, was a virtual debate. So no big deal.
Well, and it's interesting, just looking back at that, I've seen some pictures of that, and Nixon's in Los Angeles and JFK's in New York. Can you imagine the two candidates being in those cities this time around? But let's talk about last night's debate. Alice, what about last night's debate? Do you think it moved the needle at all? You know, you had critics accused Mike Pence of mansplaining over the two women on the stage for talking over them. Kamala Harris silenced Pence with "I'm speaking." There was the fly that landed on Pence's head. Did any of it change the situation with the race?
Look, Vice President Pence would have engaged the same demeanor if there were two men on there. So the stuff about him being disrespectful to women, I don't buy into any of that. Look, vice presidential debates, Jeremy, as you know, don't typically move the needle, but they do have the potential to cause distraction. And both of the candidates, they followed the three guidelines: do no harm, support the top of the ticket, and pass the commander-in-chief test. But what I think Pence did over Harris is that he was calm, he was in control, and she, with her laughing and appearing rattled, it didn't pose well for her. And so I think he came across as more in control, and certainly showed a stark contrast between a Trump-Pence ticket and the far-left policies of a Biden-Harris ticket.
Joe, what do you think?
This time I do not agree with Alice. Surprise, surprise. No, I thought Pence looked robotic. I think he looked sometimes flustered. He filibustered when he didn't know what to say. And I believe certainly that Kamala Harris more than held her own. And she scored, I thought, big time on some big issues, on the, particularly on the coronavirus and the president's response to the coronavirus. And if anything, I agree it didn't change much, probably didn't change anything. But she did keep the focus of this campaign on the coronavirus, which is Biden's strongest point and Mike Pence's weakest point. But Jeremy, I have to add, anything that happened last night is now beyond the point. After Donald Trump this morning calls into Fox News, last night we saw Mike Pence, two good people have a very civil debate about important issues facing this country. Mike Pence complimented Kamala Harris on the progress and the status that she has as the first woman of color on a national ticket. And yet this morning, Donald Trump called into Fox News. He called Kamala Harris a communist. He called her a socialist. He said she's beyond a socialist. He called her twice a monster. Seriously, I believe that is just, it's disgusting, it is racist, it is sexist, and is unworthy of the president of the United States. And by doing so, he totally stole Mike Pence's thunder. He had to get back into spotlight, and it's just unacceptable.
Today is a classic example of stepping on your own rake, where we had the opportunity to let Vice President Pence's debate performance really breathe, soak in, set in with the voters and the media, and really get some good earned media in support of the Trump ticket, which was extremely critical. And it was a good opportunity to let Mike Pence lead the headlines for at least half of a day. Unfortunately, obviously, that did not happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, give Mike Pence his moment. This was his moment. The president can't stand for anybody else to get in the spotlight, not even his running mate.
Yeah, if we could be a fly on the wall, we would make sure that didn't happen again.
Good. Perfect
Mike
way.
Mike Pence's head.
Perfect way for us to wrap up this conversation with a joke. Alice Stewart, Republican strategist, Bill Press, Democratic strategist. Always great to hear from both of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeremy.